You're listening to the Study Clicks podcast, your number one source for junior and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier.
Hi, and welcome back to the Study Clicks podcast.
You're listening to, as always, Emer and Nessa, sisters and colleagues of studyclicks.ie.
A winning combination, some might say.
So we are here, as always, to give our sage advice on various study things, life things, trying to be your friend from afar, helping you through exams, helping you through everything in life at the moment, because it's not always easy.
It really isn't. And as two people who have gone through the entire Irish education system, we feel like we have the right to say that we know everything about life, and now we're going to tell you about it and tell you what to do.
Yeah. So I know you're probably thinking, oh my God, they're talking about the exact same thing again. What are they going to do that's new this time? So we tried to come up with a title that's really snappy about this week's theme, but we couldn't. So here's your podcast on how to not make life hard for yourself.
How to not let school and exams ruin your life.
You choose whatever title you prefer. Yeah. So unfortunately, it's not necessarily the most specific of podcasts, but it's just about, because we decided we wanted to do this podcast based on a lot of people messaging us. And it really just became apparent that a lot of you are just forgetting about your life while you do the exams. Yeah. And that's not okay, because you need to maintain a social life, a normal, happy, healthy life, just generally living. And yeah, it just seems in the last couple of years that people put so much emphasis and so much importance on these exams. And I know we've said this in podcasts before, like, oh yeah, it's not a big deal. And you know it's not a big deal, but still, I think for some people it's important that we just walk through how you can do really well still, but also just maintain a social life. Yeah. And stay healthy and still enjoy other aspects of your life, because it is not any reason for you to just put everything else on hold.
Yeah, absolutely not. I remember when I was doing exams, and in the leaving cert year especially, I forgot what life was like outside of the leaving cert, and that really shouldn't happen. You should be able to still study and work hard and use those good routines you set in place for yourself throughout leaving cert and use them later on in life when you're in college or if you're working. But definitely do not let exams take over your life, take over your mental health. I remember when the leaving cert ended, I was just like, what now? I don't know myself without this constant worry and exams. I was going around college going, how do I tell everyone how much points I got in the leaving cert? You know, it's really, it's just so important to, no, we say this all the time, but just to focus on the fact that you won't be doing exams and you won't be in school forever. So we're going to try and list a few things to remind yourself of the life that you have outside of exams and studying, and when everything sometimes might get a bit too overwhelming or it all becomes a bit too much. If that's kind of how you're currently feeling, we hope that you might listen to this and just kind of soften or relax your approach a bit and just be reminded of the importance of doing things that aren't related to school and studying at all, living your life.
Yeah. So important thing number one that we really recommend you don't forget about and that you maintain is friends.
Yeah, it's so important that you
cue the do 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 do. So friends are so important. There's no, I mean, this is not like, wow, newsflash, Emer and Nessa, you're really coming up with some fresh ideas that I've never heard before. Of course, you know that friends are important, but whether it's your mental health maybe is struggling a bit because of the pressure and stress of exams. And then, of course, when you're in a darker place or you might have anxiety or more, you might even be a little bit depressed. We're not mental health experts here. So if you do feel you're like that, then please go get help from a professional or talk to someone. But my main point is that I know that what can happen in those situations is that you tend to get out of touch with friends. You sort of, some people tend to recluse a little bit and maybe not get in touch with friends as much as they might have before. If you notice these kind of habits in yourself, then do try and make a change in it's not easy, but do try and make a change. And if you find yourself in the early stages of this, then sort of catch yourself and say, okay, no, because friends are the people who are going to get you through this. There's so many benefits to keeping in constant contact with your friends throughout the exams. Number one, they're going to be a source of emotional support if you're having any trouble, especially if they're doing the Leaving Cert with you or the Junior Cert or whatever exams. They're going through the exact same thing. They're going to know what's going on. They are the best person to try and talk to get through it because they know exactly how you're feeling. And second of all, they're great because they can also be an escape from the Leaving Cert. Like, okay, yes, they're in the same boat as you, so they know how you're feeling and they might be experiencing the same issues. But with most friends, you can also just escape and talk about something completely different, talk about an interest that made you guys friends in the first place, talk about your favorite TV show, maybe someone on Instagram did something hilarious and you want to talk about that for a while. It's just use them as an escape as well. It's so important to not shut your friends out if you're finding yourself like, oh, I can't talk to this person because I have so much study to do, or oh my God, this person's such a distraction. This might be true to a certain extent. You know, obviously, you don't want to be texting your friends constantly and not doing any study. There are two sides to the spectrum, but our main point is don't shut out friends. Don't become this solo lone wolf throughout the Leaving Cert, throughout the Junior Cert, whatever it might be. Keep in touch with your friends. Keep a social circle who can support you if you need it and who can be that like fun escape if you do need time away from study or anything like that, because it's too important to just become a recluse.
A little hermit crab.
Yeah.
It's so true, and it might just sound like really basic advice, but if you find yourself like you're studying constantly and you might say, oh, I have loads of friends and we talk all the time, but if you're finding yourself studying constantly, you might be kind of subconsciously keeping less and less contact. And just if you're listening to this now and thinking, oh, I haven't actually texted this person in a while, just kind of remind yourself that you just, especially if you're doing exams, it's very easy to just kind of forget about the people who can help you.
A good thing, if you're struggling and wondering how to approach this, I recommend consulting the Shrappik Tour, Ober Yin, Tarhi Mahasanard Teshtemerukt, which is a show.
Why pay for therapy when you could just read the Shrappik Tours?
Okay, but there is the Shrappik Tour, and it's basically a girl who decides she wants to do this course, and then the guidance counselor says you have to get this many points. So then you see her working really hard, and you see her friend being like, hey, do you want to go to the cinema? And she's like, no, I need to study. And then another friend is like, hey, do you want to do this? And she's like, no, I need to study. And
when the Shrappik Tour rewards this behavior.
Yeah, the Shrappik Tour rewards this behavior. And I'm not sure I totally agree with the Shrappik Tour, because maybe if the best thing to do is to try and organize your time and make sure you fit time in. So, of course, if you want to be diligent and you want to be determined and do study for a certain amount, then that's fine. But just remember to factor in some time to talk to your friends. Maybe plan something at the weekend if you give yourself breaks at weekends and things like that. So just don't cut people out and don't. Cut social.
I feel what would have been better for that Shrappik Tour is the temptation to be on social media scrolling mindlessly for like an hour, or going to watch a TV show. And while that can be fine and relaxing, those are the kind of things you actually sacrifice when you're studying, rather than actual human contact with your friends.
Yeah.
Because like we said, obviously you do need to study. You will need to make small sacrifices in terms of what you usually enjoy, but definitely you're going to regret like not going on, you know, not meeting up with your friends, or not going on a night out that you really wanted to go out on. So yeah, keep that in mind. Just prioritize the work that you need to get done, but also see how you can fit in your actual life in around it too, because don't forget, you do have a life outside of school and exams.
Yeah, it's not all about exams, and whatever the results of your exams are, you'll find ways around it. There's other options out there. So it's promise. Just trust. If you have to trust us on anything, trust that this is not something that you have to, you know, change your life over. You can still maintain a normal life. You can still have all your friends as you had before. Just don't let it become this huge thing that completely changes everything you do and everything you say and every action that you make. It's honestly not that important. So just please keep support around you, keep friends, keep
regular contact,
and keep in touch with other people. You know, if maybe someone else doesn't listen to this podcast and they're not getting this sage advice and you might notice that your friend is sort of losing touch with you and studying too much. And anytime you ask them to hang out, they're like, oh, I can't. Check in with those people, because you never know, they might be in a bit of a situation where they're letting study get the best of them. And just make sure to check in on that friend, because you never know, they could be letting themselves get out of contact with everyone else and having a hard time. So you can offer them that support. You can be the friend to them. So just check in on people. It's never a bad idea.
So that brings us on to our next point. As well as the importance of friends, we also want to mention the importance of having hobbies. This one I particularly hits home with me, because I gave up a hobby in second year to focus more on the junior cert. Like, I really thought the junior cert was so important that it was worth giving up the extra time I was spending on this hobby. So when I was in, right up until, or my, like, from the ages of like 5 up until about 14, I really loved Gaelic football, and I played with the local club and I played with the school. But I remember reading something, like, it was something within a guidance book, actually, like career guidance, and it was like comparing two girls, one girl who gave up football to focus on exams and one girl who didn't, and the other girl got on better in the junior cert, which was very reckless of the guidance teacher, because that had a big effect on me. I was like, oh damn, I really want to do well in the junior cert. Maybe I can't be, you know, giving up all this extra time that I'd be spending on going to matches or training. I should be in school and I should be doing those exams. Like, it really did make me feel guilty about this time I was spending on my health and my fitness rather than being in school, when, like, I was always going to do well anyway. Like, I always wanted to do well, so I was going to study. And I don't have many regrets, but that's one of them, that I never took up football again after that. So it is so important not to give up any of your hobbies just because of exams. Because if you're anything like me, you'll super regret it. And in the long term, like, if you want to do well, you will find the time and you'll put it in. But it's so important that you have that escape from exams, especially if it's something like sport where you're, like, outside and you're getting oxygen. That's even more beneficial. But yeah, definitely, if you're spending time doing something outside of exams, think about how it's worth to you even after exams. If, like, if you love it that much, then you'll keep doing it.
Yeah. And okay, maybe you're someone who has 5 different hobbies and they're all after school and when you might be studying, or they're all at the weekend. In that case, if you're like a crazy hobbyist and have many, many, many hobbies, then at that point, okay, you might start thinking about, do I really need to do this one 3 times a week, or can I cut it down to just doing it once a week? Or, okay, I know that I'll get back into this one after the exam, so I'll just put this one on hold for a moment. It's more about time management than just cutting everything out.
Yeah,
you know, absolutely. So just make yourself a timetable. We have loads of timetables on Study Clicks. If you want one, just get in touch, we'll send you one. You can make one up week per week, you can find one for a month or a year even. So just try and manage your time, because it's just, that's all it is, really. Just making sure that you make enough time to study, have enough time for your hobbies, and have enough time for your friends, because you need to keep a balance. And yes, study is important, and yes, you do need to allocate time for that, but you do not have to allocate all of your time to that. I promise you that you can fit it all in into a certain amount of time while still having a life.
Yeah.
So just make a timetable, make a schedule, and organize your life. It might take a little bit of time to get that right and get into the right rhythm. It'll take time, because not everyone learns the same amount within the same amount of time. So your friend might only need an hour to study a certain topic, you might need 2. So you need to first find out what kind of a learner you are, and then know how long it's going to take you to study things. Once you get a general idea of how long it takes you to study something, then you can start putting it into your timetable, and then you can also start adding in things like extracurricular things, hobbies, friends, other breaks, just timeouts, things like that. Once you know, okay, I know I can achieve this much study in this amount of time. So just get to know yourself and make yourself a timetable, because that is really, like, the crucial step into getting organized and doing study right and keeping your life balanced. Just be organized and make a timetable. So, important thing to remember, number three
is the importance of breaks. And, like, we are a broken record. We keep telling you to take breaks. We especially recommend the Pomodoro. I feel like I always say that wrong. The Pomodoro technique, where it's work 25 minutes without a break, full concentration, take 5 minutes, repeat. with a 20-minute break for every fourth session. But
there has been a lot of study to say that that's correct. But at the same time, everyone is different. Yeah. So like I just said in my last point, just study about yourself and find out your own brain and how it works.
Yeah,
but true. Just regardless of how you study, everyone needs a break, because otherwise you will burn out. Do not study for 6 hours in a row without taking any break. You might think you're being productive and getting so much done, but
you're only going to burn out.
Those last 5 hours, your brain will not retain any of that information unless you give it a break.
It's such a waste of time. If your brain's not going to remember it, then what is it for? Being or doing study clicks of social media, I follow a lot of different study accounts, and they're all like amazing and really motivated and so productive. But it does kind of freak me out to see people studying for like 12 hours a day or studying overnight. It's
unnecessary.
It's so unnecessary. Please go outside.
Yes, they're important, and yes, they'll help you get into an exam, or they'll help you get into a certain course and things like that. But nothing needs that much time without a break. You need to keep your life going in other aspects of it. It's not just all about study. Like, just use those breaks to either focus on the two points we made previous, like talk to a friend, maybe call someone for half an hour and forget everything about study, maybe call that person and tell them about your worries about the study and then feel better about it.
Yeah.
You can use a half an hour to do your hobby. Maybe your hobby is playing hurling and you just want to hit a ball against the wall for half an hour. Perfect. And yeah. You're also getting outside, you're exercising, those happy hormones moving all over your body. You're just gonna really burn yourself out completely if you don't take a break. I cannot stress this enough. You need to give yourself a break.
Yeah, it's not like if you say, oh, I have an exam tomorrow, and if I don't do, oh, like if I don't read the next, it's not going to be any use to you if you try cram 10 chapters in and you don't remember any of them. Yeah. When instead you could have taken a 20-minute break, come back to it again, taken another break, come back to it again. Especially, another thing is we really, really, really do not recommend all-nighters. It's so important. I hope this is a fact that everyone knows, that when you're asleep, your brain is taking in all the information that it learned that day and categorizing it while you are unconscious. And this might sound like a total lie, because you'd be thinking like, how on earth am I processing this information when I'm not even conscious? It's absolutely true. So it's so important that you are getting at least 7 hours sleep a night. Try aim for 8 or 9, because that's the recommended amount for teenagers. But please, please, please never sacrifice your sleep. Do not stay up too late studying. I know people study better at different times of the day, but never sacrifice your sleep for anything.
And you're definitely at this point being like, wow, they say this every podcast. Everyone else is telling me this. All the websites are like, take breaks, but I don't need breaks. You're wrong. I don't want to sound harsh. And we are very aware of how repetitive we get on these kind of points. But the main thing we want to bring home is just that we have seen so many people of late talk about how they do 7+ hours nonstop, and that's just crazy.
You can't
do that to your brain. Please don't do that to your brain. Take the breaks and use them wisely. Move, like, incorporate them into your timetable, like I was just talking about, and use them wisely to focus on those other things. Like, this whole podcast is about keeping your social life and keeping your life on track, making sure that you have some normality in your life. If you're letting the study take over, just use those breaks to return to normality, to talk to someone, to do something fun. Just remove yourself completely from study in those times if you can, and it will help a big amount.
A huge amount. Yeah, and we hope that people who are not studying this amount, but they feel intimidated by people who say they are studying as much, that you're listening to this too and you're like, okay, phew.
Yeah, last point is going to be short and sweet, because we've said it so many times before and we know you're sick of us at this stage saying it.
But we say it because it's true.
Yeah, and it is, don't worry.
Please stop worrying.
Because we're looking at you guys on our Study Clicks discussion forum, and it's always very chaotic and always sounds like there's alarm bells going off in all of your heads and big caps locks. Oh my God, how do I do this? And we just can't say it enough that you're going to be so fine.
Yeah.
Everything will end. All the exams will be over one day and you'll look back and be like, Jesus, what was I worrying about?
Yeah.
And the answer is nothing.
You were worrying about nothing.
It's not a big deal. And it's so easy for us to say because we're not in that situation anymore. But we were there at once and we remember that feeling. And you can sort of get rid of that feeling by yourself just by realizing this isn't the end of the world. And I am very capable of doing really well without all of this drama and stress.
And one of my favorite pieces of advice that I've already mentioned in another podcast, but it's always worth repeating, and it's something that I actually read before doing the oral exams when I was in sixth year, and it helped reduce the stress and anxiety greatly. And it's just a really simple quote that worrying means you suffer twice. So if you're going to have to do the thing anyway, don't make yourself live it beforehand.
Yeah.
Over and over by overthinking it. So yeah, worrying means you suffer twice.
Yeah. And I think I would say one more thing in terms of, I know we talked about, oh, keep talking to your friends, make sure that you're talking to friends, and in your break, text your friend as a break. Just one thing to be aware of with that is make sure you're not doing it wrong and you're not taking a break for half an hour, but then using the half an hour to text your friend about, oh, I hate this homework so much, or, oh God, the test tomorrow is going to be so bad. No. Because 90% of the worry that you're feeling or the stress you might be feeling is probably coming from other people. When there's a group of you and you're all going on about how a test is so hard, or, oh my God, that one was so bad, or, oh my God, I'm so stressed about this. Everyone's just making each other worse if you do like that.
Yeah.
Try as much as you can to be really independent in your thoughts about how you feel about stuff that's coming up. So like, if you're only, like, if something is freaking you out or you're worried about something, just think about it for a second, just as you, and be like, wait a second, am I actually worried about this? Or I'm only worried about it because I've read that other people are worried about it, therefore I should be worried about it.
Yeah.
You know, be sort of introspective and say, actually, hold on, I studied for this test, or I am going to study for it, and I actually think it's going to be fine, or I like this thing that we're doing at the moment, so I'm not worried about it, or, yeah, a lot of people say that this is like the hardest part of the course, but so far I'm doing fine. So don't let other opinions and attitudes sort of influence how you feel about something and let you get stressed and worried about things like that. It's be yourself, be independent in your thoughts, and yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And even if you can, like, if you can get to the point where you're like, oh, actually, I feel fine about this, try and spread that if you can. Spread it on to other people. Say, lads, we're going to be grand. It's going to be okay.
Being the voice of reason when everyone else is freaking out can have so much power.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to do. All you just have to do is, you know, sometimes it's just a case of faking it till you make it.
Yeah, just be that cool person who is handling everything in their life and has hobbies, but is also still doing really well and is in touch with lots of people and seems happy. And you don't have to aim for that. You know, it's not easy to achieve either, but try, you know, yeah, like Ness said, fake it till you make it, and
you'll be surprised.
Before you know it, you'll be living a happy, normal life and still doing really well.
And it might seem impossible, but it's totally doable as long as you just prioritize for yourself what's important to you.
The worst you can do is try and it doesn't work out. But I promise you, if you do take all of those things into account, you're going to make your life just so much easier on yourself.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, like we say all of the time, it's not the end of the world.
Oh my God, we cannot stress it enough. It is so not the end of the world. Please keep focusing on life after exams. It does exist. It's out there. It's waiting for you. It's going to be so great.
Oh, it's so exciting. Life is so exciting, guys. So just stick through it. You'll get through it. Keep yourself happy. Keep things in your life that make you happy, because the Leaving Cert, the Junior Cert, the exams, whatever you're doing, it's not worth your happiness going away because
ever
of it.
Yeah. That person who said the school days are your best years of your life, don't know what the hell they were talking about. Don't listen to them.
Well, they are. They can be fun and you make some good friends, but there's so much after school as well. And
yeah,
it's just not worth the stress. Trust us. We've been there. We know.
We know.
Yeah. So before we turn into truly the most broken of records, we're gonna cut it off for now. But if you do want more advice, like if you're struggling or feeling like you're in a bad place or need help, advice, tips, anything like that, make sure to check out any other of our podcasts. If you haven't listened to them all already, we have plenty of other advice and things like that.
We cover lots of things, most things to do with school and studying. We have you absolutely covered.
We also have plenty of blogs. We've got a lot of features and tools, everything on the StudyClicks website to help you through the exams. We also have our lovely social media, which is run by Nessa.
It is. So I run the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and Snapchat for StudyClicks. If you want to add us on Snapchat, it's study_clicks. But if you know, if you use any of them, you can easily message on any one of them. I'll be on the other end. I'll answer your questions. So,
yeah. And just on a final note, as we always say, if you have any comments, feedback, if you have any ideas for themes that you'd like us to talk about in the podcast, we love hearing anything like that. So just do get in touch with us either via social media or you can email us at info@studyclicks.ie. We really love hearing anything at all from you guys. So do make sure to get in touch. And finally, if you're still listening, I hope you're also listening.
Gold star for you.
Yeah, and 5 stars for us.
I was hoping you'd say that. Woohoo!
Please do give us, if you like the podcast, it helps a lot if you can give us a quick review on wherever you're listening to it, or if you just give us some stars, depending on where you're listening. Maybe it's a comment, a review, anything like that. We really appreciate you engaging anyway with it, because it helps us get seen by other people and helps our advice get out there. So it's all about helping as many people as possible.
Ultimately, that's all we want, is just to help as much people as we can, because we know this is the kind of stuff that people, it might seem really obvious, but people do need to hear it.
Yeah. So here's hoping you listen to this on one of your well-deserved breaks.
Woohoo!
And yeah. So try to take those things into account and you will notice your life getting a bit brighter. And otherwise, just make sure to stay tuned for our next podcast, which will be coming out soon.
I know you just can't wait to hear that next podcast, but you're gonna have to.
But it'll be there soon, so don't worry. Yeah, so that's it for now anyway. We'll leave it there.
Thanks for listening again, and we hope we chat to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.